Graham, and of course, Gladys Modele brought you this breaking story a short while ago. The Development Bank of Southern Africa giving SAA 3.5 billion rand in emergency funding. The airline really has been waiting for this in order to prevent itself from literally crashing and burning. And now this kind of bankruptcy protection seems to be what it will need in order to get out of the mess it's in. We thought we should quickly bring Guy Leach into the conversation. He's a South African Flyer magazine editor. And Guy, thank you so much for keeping an eye on the story for us. I mean, I suppose one of the questions is why it took so long to come up with this finance, which SAA desperately needed.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to be with you. Well, the answer, I think, is actually more profound than simply why did it take so long. The reason is that they were absolutely out of our... And they have used the Development Bank as the lender of last resort, which, in fact, it was never designed to be. This is just further travesty. They're continuing to compound the problem of SAA by making it everyone else's problem, and they've presumably lent hard enough on the Development Bank for it to release funds that it shouldn't actually be releasing into an airline. It can say what it likes about its development mandate, but it's supposed to be developing infrastructure, and airlines where the rich travel are not necessarily infrastructure in that regard. Yes, I think the Development Bank may have some support from the Department of Public Enterprises and National Treasury, so hopefully it'll be able to protect its own balance sheet on this. But it's still, in my opinion, not okay that they're literally raiding the government coffers and the associated institutions. Well, the one we've all been worried about is when they're going to start raiding the pension funds to support the airline as well.
I mean, that prospect is quite terrifying, I think. But Guy, just give me a sense of this. Let's take a step back. And you said earlier that they'd run out of ideas and had now resorted to the DBSA as the source of funding. What was the original plan in terms of how Treasury was going to fund SAA?
Well, the initial plan when the business practitioners were appointed early December was that government would grant the airline another 2 billion rand, which effectively would just be a reduction of loans, and the banks would the private banks would lend another 2 billion rand. So the airline would have 4 billion rand to get the rescue plan going. That's, in my opinion, not remotely enough. Budget for Mr. Vianney Johanna to turn the airline around was 21 billion rand. And in my opinion, the airline's in an even bigger hole now than it was 3 years ago when Mr. Johanna was appointed. So the government's going to have to continue to trickle feed this problem. And that was, I think, the big test of will that we've seen in the past week or so between Tito Mboweni and the others. Tito saying we don't have any money, the rest of government saying we can't afford to let the airline fold. And so one way or another, literally by hook or by crook, they're finding money to keep the airline going because they just do not have the political capital to allow it to fold.
What will this 3.5 billion rand be spent on, Guy?
Well, at this stage, it's probably going to be spent at the rate of 600 million rand or 500 million rand, let's say half a billion rand a month, just on operating losses. The airline has reduced its route network, which has reduced its revenue, and it's also suffered a crisis of confidence from cancelling and combining flights, which will have curtailed a lot of further bookings. So revenue will be enormously down, probably as much as 30 to 50%, whereas overheads have not been cut at all. So it's quite likely that the 6-year loss of the earnings will continue half a billion rand a month.
Oh dear, we've lost our line there to Guy Leach, unfortunately, but I think he got the crux out of what he was saying. He personally is very worried about the source of this 3.5 billion rand in funding, saying it was really a last resort for SAA because National Treasury was not able to raise the money that it had hoped to.